This is Solid State Sessions, a show dedicated to original music from local bands and artists. Broadcasting from his bunker located 40 feet below downtown Lapeer. Wait, he's live in studio? Oh, f***. This is going to be a train wreck. Here's your host, Adam Hairhawk.
Happy Friday, everybody. How you doing? For me, this week felt like the longest month ever. It's that wonderful little time between Thanksgiving and December. Love the holidays. I really, really do. Someday when I tell myself that I'll actually believe it. What's going on? This is Sessions, an hour of nothing but Michigan-made music. I'm your host, Adam Hairhawk, and on today's show, Among These Ashes, they make their return to the show. Their new album, Embers of Elysium, released today. Brand new album. Still has that new album smell. I love it. I got a couple of the members in studio with me, including Rich Clark. You know, he's been a long-standing member in good standing. I guess he's standing, apparently, right here for Solid State Radio. We gave him his own key. He's got his own parking space. He's become really important to this station. We're going to be talking to him. We're going to be playing the tunes, finding out, telling you how you can get it. And you're going to see their smiling faces because very soon we're going to be on Facebook Live where you can leave a comment, question, dirty joke, and maybe we'll read them on the air. In the meantime, let's get to this new album. Here is Faceless War Machines. It's on Sessions on Solid State Radio and the Solid State Radio app.
Tolerance for depression.
original all the time. This is Sessions on Solid State Radio and the Thumb's Greatest Hits, 97.7 WTGV. Among these ashes, brand new album, Embers of Elysium. That was Faceless War Machine. I started playing that one a couple of weeks ago. I couldn't wait for this album to come out. It is officially unleashed. And I got members of Among These Ashes. I've got Rich and I've got Kane. Guys, welcome to Sessions.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having us.
How's it going, man?
Good, good. The new album, congratulations.
Thank you very
much. Your second record after Dominion Enthroned. It's from what I've heard of it. I mean, I've been playing Faceless War Machine for a couple of weeks now, and it seems to be doing really, really well. People seem to really be digging it. And you guys don't let up. I've just seen track after track. The stuff I've heard has just been fantastic. So you got done with promoting Dominion Enthroned. When was it decided that you're, okay, it's time to go make another record?
So for me, I was writing stuff as I was finishing up Dominion Enthroned, just because I can't turn that part of me off. And I didn't want to have like this big gap between albums or anything like that. So it was a priority to make sure we got something else out. So it was pretty much immediately after Dominion was released, we went into doing this, and I met Kane and, you know, brought him in, and he's been an awesome partner the whole time.
It's obviously a good partnership, but we've been talking to him, and you guys seem to have a really good working relationship. Can't wait to talk more about that. So, I mean, this album is fantastic. I mean, the production on it. Plus, can we talk about the album cover for just a moment? I mean, just like the first record, this one, Embers of Elysium. I mean, these are some cool record album covers. It reminds me of the old records that we used to listen to, you know, in the 80s, big vinyl. You know.
Yeah, man.
who does your album covers?
Jason Cessna.
Yeah?
Yeah, he lives in New York. He's got a band called Astralborn, who's also awesome. I come up with a general concept, and I'm not kidding either. I'll literally write it out on a piece of paper, and I'm not an artist at all for drawing. So they're stick figures. And I wrote, looking at that album cover, there were like four stick figures and like these really lame buildings in the background, and I sent it to him, and he created that, which is amazing, right?
Yeah.
And he did the Dominion one as well.
If you haven't seen the album cover, let me try to explain it to you. The Capitol building's on fire. then you got like three guys who are three, like Grim Reaper, not one Grim Reaper, three. So it's, one of them is handing, with a snake tongue, handing a flame something to a child. I mean, there's just a lot to unpack with this. And there's like Monticello on fire in the background too. It's all Washington D.C. just on fire, huh?
Exactly.
So what were you trying to say with this album cover? Or is that just up to us?
I mean, I think it's probably mostly obvious. I think those are the three characters in there are supposed to be like politicians or whatever you want, and you know, society is burning behind them, and they're handing a child. This is probably the most important part. They're handing a child ashes, you know, and that's supposed to be like the...
This is yours now.
Yeah, right.
We're giving this to you.
This is what you are inheriting.
Oh, wow. So, you're really going for it.
And then the other thing that I think he did a really good job on, like it was really important to capture like this fearful, concerned look in the child's face.
Oh, yeah. This kid's like, I don't want this.
Right.
And that could be for like any kind of younger generation. We're just like, yeah, I know this. And we've seen, we're not getting political, folks. We're not going to get political, I promise. But we're kind of seeing this where the younger generation's kind of stepping up and going, yeah, this isn't right about certain things. Great look. Alone Records. How'd you get in touch with those guys?
When we released Dominion Enthroned, I think it's Emmanuel. I don't know. I've never actually talked to him in person. We've always been through email.
Okay.
He reached out to me after Dominion was on this big YouTube stream, and he asked if we wanted to do a vinyl and CD contract with him. And initially we said no, but we ended up doing it eventually. So I kept that relationship intact. It's been, you know, really good for us, and asked him if he wanted to do it again. So he bid on the CDs. Because this album is so long, we weren't able to do vinyl, but it might be an option in the future.
Because, I mean, as good as well as Dominion Enthroned did in the U.S. You guys really had a good overseas market.
Yeah. I mean, like metal is just completely different over there, I think. So
it really is. So let's get into another tune. Which you guys are calling the shots from the new record. What song are we doing?
Go ahead.
Come on.
Any of them?
What?
Any of them?
Any of them? I get to pick.
I would say, can we? Yeah, it would be awesome blood. If you picked.
Man, there's. Okay, yeah, I'm not seeing the one I was thinking of. The one that you did a video for, was that for a different record? Because I was just checking that out. You released it a couple of weeks ago.
The Undertow?
Undertow. I'm not seeing it on here. Hang on a second.
If you can't find
it. Oh, there it is. No, there it is. My program director, he tried to help me and didn't explain it good enough. Okay, Undertow. Let's talk about this track a little bit, because I just finally sat down and watched the video today. You released this a couple of weeks ago, but you actually filmed this in February. Talk me through the video.
You want to talk about it?
Well, for me, it was all new experience.
It's your first video?
Yeah, first video. First of many things. JP and I kind of went up there, up to Aaron's place, met you guys all up there, and we kind of just sat in there. He had already had this idea for everything that he wanted to do. Obviously, you can see in the video, it kind of contrasts with the dark and the light as we're going back and forth through it, stuff like that, that motif. So he had all of that planned out, set up, and everything. We kind of just went in, and, you know, Aaron and Kyle, they're super cool. They're the peak of professionalism. They just, we went right in there. They were super cool, and we just kind of nailed it out. I mean, I guess it was new for me, but it was very straightforward. It was just nothing but positive vibes on that.
How long of a process was this?
I'd say it was most of the day. It was about
It was one day.
Yeah.
Usually they say videos, minimum 12 hours.
I think we were under that, actually.
Yeah, we were under that.
Really?
So when we approached Aaron about it, we went back and forth on, do we want to have like this be scripted, or do we just want to have it be a performance video, and ultimately decided we wanted it to be a performance video.
It's intense.
So, yeah, we did it at his place, and I mean, it came out amazing. Like you said, they're just professionals. They're great guys. Akuro Productions, I think that's how you say it.
Yeah,
Akuro. Yeah. And,
so as I watched the video for the first time, I didn't even realize you guys released it. I apologize. So I sat there and watched that today. It was really interesting, because it seemed like the setting was kind of like, could have been like in a garden, so to speak. There's vines, and I think it should have been like someplace where the people like take pictures for wedding announcements and stuff like that. And you guys just kind of come in there, I don't know, kind of going through all that bourgeois of wedding announcements, and you know, and say, yeah, here it is, here we are.
Yeah, we're in Aaron's garage.
That was a garage?
Yeah, it was super professional, man.
So here I'm thinking, it's like, you know, we can. I think we could definitely host a wedding here. And it's like, no, we got to wrap up. Wife's got to bring the car in.
I mean, it speaks to your talent if you can turn a garage into that, you know. So
it really did. Check it out when you get a chance on YouTube, Among These Ashes. Here they are with The Undertow on Sessions on Solid State Radio. We'll be right back. from the brand new album released today, Embers of Elysium. That's The Undertow. Check it out, buy it, learn it, know it. There will be a test later. And then when you get a chance, go to YouTube and check out the video. It is fantastic. I got a couple of the guys from Among These Ashes in studio with me right now, but got to pay those bills. This is Sessions on Solid State Radio and the Thumb's Greatest Hits, 97.7 WTGV. Don't move an inch.
When you want to unwind, Cascadon Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food, cold drinks, keno, six pool tables, pinball, darts, air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascadens has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascadon Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place, Cascadon Lounge.
Stone's Throw Theater, located in downtown Lapeer, is pleased to present Away in the Basement, a church basement ladies Christmas. The ladies from rural Minnesota are back to cook up some fun times in their basement kitchen. Performance dates are December 12, 13, 14, and 15. That's Thursday through Sunday. Tickets for general admission are $25 and senior, student, and military $22. Tickets can be purchased on stonesthrowtheater.org. Stone's Throw Theater is only a stone's throw away.
Swiftlet Technology is a Flint-based engineering services company focused on helping you design a technical solution to your business needs. We offer prototype and proof-of-concept services to help you evaluate your idea, or workforce augmentation to help you make your idea a reality. Specializing in electronics and software, our team is ready to help you figure out what to build and then help you build it. Find out more at swiftlet.technology.
Michigan-made music is awesome. Everybody knows it. And on Sessions, we celebrate Michigan music 6 days a week. You'll hear unsigned bands, and you'll also hear Michigan musicians who win big and made us proud. Tune in Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 on Solid State Radio, 11 to midnight on 97.7 WTGV. And then on Saturday nights, you'll hear 3 hours of local original music, 9 to midnight, exclusively on Solid State Radio. We're smitten with the mitten, and it shows 6 days a week on Sessions. Support local music.
Sure, there are a million reasons keeping you from going back to school, but here's one solid reason to let go of them all. Michigan Reconnect can help you earn a community college degree tuition-free. So go ahead, explore your calling, uncover more opportunities, and find where you're meant to be. Get started on your tuition-free journey today at michigan.gov/reconnect. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity.
Welcome to Historic Lapeer. Named for the stone that lined the bed of our river, we are a vibrant small town where our residents proudly walk in the footsteps of fur traders and natives. We are born with an independent spirit, and that spirit has lived with us from the early days of dueling courthouses to the east-west rivalries of dueling high schools. We are an unusual oasis, close enough to be truly connected, far enough to be a place apart. We are proud of our past and excited for our future, from our cool new businesses, coffee shops, restaurants, and boutiques, to the huge support for the theater and the arts. We invite you to discover this place we call home, discover why we say Historic Lapeer, remarkably close.
You can now use your Alexa device to listen to Solid State Radio. Find the Solid State Radio skill in the Alexa app, and she will hook you up with your local alternative fix. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Playing Solid State Radio.
This is a game changer. This is going to blow things up.
Self-destruct mode engaged in 5, 4, 3.
No, wait, Alexa, cancel. Just one more way you can enjoy your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Alexa, you crazy.
Around and find out.
Hi, I'm Brian Herrick, owner of Happy Days Smoke & More. We're an old-school head shop with a unique atmosphere. We carry local CBD products along with a wide selection of vape and garden supplies, custom blown glass and etching, also tattoo parlor, bulk tobacco, and much, much more. That makes us one of a kind and no one like us. So come on in and let us help you find what you need. Happy Days Smoke & More is located next to Rick & Nick's Party Store south of Bad Axe.
Christmas, through the eyes of a child, is magic no child should be without. That's the Whaley Children's Jam motto, and it's happening again December 6th and 7th at the Corona Road Bar in Flint, raising money and gathering toys for kids for Christmas. Live bands, raffles, 50-50 drawings, all to help the kids. On Friday, December 6th, check out Live on Stage, Bill Strickler, Stifling Edith, No Fun Allowed, Hyper, Buzzbin, Sybil and the Beast, and Rushmore Pass. Saturday, December 7th, you'll see the Camisas, Mr. Cool, Lead Headaches, Village People, Super Horn Dog, Domestic
Disturbance, and Hellraisers. Both nights start at 6 p.m. $10 or a new toy of equal value gets you in. Brought to you by Music Man Pawn, DJ Panda, Top Quality Collision, Jester's, 103.9 The Fox, The Corona Road Bar, Uncle Tripper, Mr. Nasty, Anthem Electric Services, Flint Rock Guitar Shop, Clearview Building Maintenance, Shauna Hines, Newsmaker, Luna Chicks, Tradewinds RV, Factory 2, The Burton Chamber of Commerce, and Solid State Radio. It's the 43rd annual Whaley's Children's Jam at the Corona Road Bar, December 6th and 7th. That's right, the Whaley's Children's Jam kicks off tonight. Actually, it just kicked off 26 minutes ago. So get on out there, support a great cause. Donate some toys or money for kids for Christmas and see some great local music. It's really a win-win. This is Sessions, an hour of nothing but Michigan-made music. We do it 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 on Solid State Radio. And then from 11 to midnight, I took you in with an hour of nothing but Michigan-made music on the Thumb's Greatest Hits, 97.7 WTGV. But of course, Saturdays is where it all started. 3 full hours of nothing but Michigan-made music exclusively on Solid State Radio, 9 to midnight. That's right. Spend Saturday nights with me tomorrow. Looking forward to it. Among These Ashes, brand new album, Embers of Elysium. And they're in studio. I got Kane. I've got Rich. And it kills me because Rich has been in the studio numerous times. This is probably his 6th or 7th time being in studio. And it kills me because of the whole, can I talk about Clark Country Drifters?
Yeah.
Let me turn your mic on. Can I talk about Clark Country Drifters? Yeah,
please.
Yeah, because when you first came here, you kind of had a country album out.
Yep.
Road to Road's End. And then you put out a second album. And you were sitting here. We were talking. It was during a break. We were playing a song or something like that. And you said, I got a metal album kind of in the works. And you start. I was like, oh, isn't that cute? He's a country guy. I think he's going to do some shredding. And then you played me something. I'm like, oh, wow. Okay, this guy knows what he's doing. So I guess, to just focus on you for just a moment, which came first, the chicken or the egg? What, the metal or the country?
The metal came first. Like in terms of when I was learning to play guitar,
yeah,
it was metal was inspiring it. I remember specifically what made me want to play, because I actually started playing guitar and I quit.
Yeah.
And then like when I got a little bit older, I listened to Ozzy Live and Loud and I heard Zakk Wylde playing guitar and I'm like, what is this?
Yes.
So, and it was passion that drove it and just this desire to want to learn it. And then after that, the desire to create. So, but then, I mean, just having an expansive palette, I guess, for music and just loving music is where the country part of it comes from too. And I still love all that stuff.
Yeah. Because Drew is, of course, the co-host for the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. He and I got a chance to check you out live over at Oktoberfest over
yep.
at Tilted Access Brewing Company in Lapeer. You were still bringing out some of those tunes and some great old favorites. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah,
so I'm glad you're able to have that Jekyll and Hyde kind of idea, that personality.
Yeah, it's balanced too. And then an important thing is being able to not always just do one thing. Because when you come back to it, it keeps it interesting and fresh, too. As I go do country for a little while, you know, come back to metal, and it's inspiring, and it makes it fresh.
Well, I mean, the metal side is definitely intense. You guys were talking about off the air, and in a gist, you guys were saying you needed a break from it. You, after writing, creating, recording, you needed a break. And so I saw you play live, and you've been doing some acoustic shows. But now you're back and promoting this brand new record. It's fantastic. So the tune that you wanted to bring in was Stronger Than Death. Talk to me about this track.
Good.
Well, you know, a lot of the stuff about Among These Ashes is kind of discussing a situation with the dystopian future or a dystopian government. Kind of, you know, we discussed, and Rich said earlier about the cover. So a lot of Stronger Than Death is a very anthemic kind of song. It's just, you know, a lot like what we heard with Faceless War Machines. It's a very fast-paced kind of song, whereas Stronger Than Death kind of drips, or it kind of drops back down with the tempo, and it's just got that really hammering kind of rhythm, you know, just that beat that keeps it driving, kind of like an anthem. And when Rich sent it to me, it was very straightforward. He just said, you know, these are the chord progressions, here we go, and how to go with it. And as I was getting into it with the drums and everything, I just realized, like, this is a bop, man. Like, we gotta get that drive down in there, like, really drive it forward. So I have a lot of pentatonic stuff that I do with it in the background, but it all comes kind of back to the original, you know, chord progression and everything, and kind of really drives home that message of unity throughout the album, along with that like brother in arms kind of anthem, so to speak.
Sure. So Kane, not being the songwriter, the lyric writer, what is, in your definition, something that is stronger than death? Really getting in your mind on this one.
I mean, aside from Richard's patience.
That's hilarious. Thank you.
We've been through a lot with this record.
Oh my gosh, that is so funny.
No, you know what? I'm gonna lock that in, Alex. That's my answer.
All right, sounds good. Here's Among These Ashes, Stronger Than Death, from the new album Embers of Elysium, on Sessions on Celestia Radio.
Stronger than death into distant horizons.
Among These Ashes. Brand new album, Embers of Elysium, that is stronger than death. I got a couple members. I've got Kane and I've got Rich from Among These Ashes in studio. We're going Facebook Live so you can see their smiling faces as I'm looking at the video right now. And Rich is futilely trying to fix the mic stand. Appreciate you. Thank you very much. Dylan says, my boys, exclamation point. And then Chuck from Vehicle City Sound, shout out to them, says, love it. And yes, absolutely. The songs here have been bangers. Now, what I've been noticing as I've been playing these tunes and the stuff that I've heard before, and actually going back to the first record, is that the song structure has been very intricate. You're not going to have one of those things where it's just like the same throughout the entire song. Was that obviously intentional?
Absolutely intentional.
I mean, so how were you inspired to do something like that for these records?
It was very deliberate in that I wanted to have songs that had this song within a song concept. So basically like in the middle of songs or at the end, some change that's either tempo, riff, anything that's a departure from the rest of the songs and stands out. It's just engaging.
Yes.
So, in,
I mean, I would think so because, I mean, and this is kind of harkens back to, we're not going to play it tonight, but you guys did do a Sabotage tune a while ago. And I remember like some Sabotage stuff where it just, you're listening to a metal song that it goes into a slow part, but it's not a slow just to be slow. There's actually a song within it,
yep.
Like kind of what you guys have been doing. So obviously you've been influenced by Sabotage. Where else do you think you're driving your influences for this album?
For me, for this album, it was Metallica big time.
Yeah.
Like when COVID had happened, I had like just kind of put them on the back burner. I didn't listen to them at all. Didn't care for them. Then for some reason, I just got reinterested in them again, and it was all just listening to it more maturely, I guess is the best way to describe
like
it.
Like the first five, or are you talking about like, you know,
everything?
Death
like
Magnetic,
you know, that one too. I used to hate Load, and now, you know, you get a little bit older, those are great songs on it.
Yeah.
You know, and the other thing was just getting into production a little bit and appreciating what they were doing, you know, and just writing songs and growing as a songwriter, and then that their songwriting and their song structuring resonated with me. And so that was a huge, huge influence. And then surprisingly, honestly, we're talking in between, like how much pop and country music influences us, not like it sounds anything like that, but just catchy melodies and stuff like that.
Yeah. So you're actually going on record as saying that you're...
Absolutely. It's mainly with the vocal melodies and structuring those and building those, because I think that's really, when you think about those styles of music, what stands out the most is the good vocals, you know. And what this band is about is just creating super memorable songs. So.
And you have done just that. I mean, and sounds like we're going to be playing a lot of these tunes for a while there. Dylan chiming in on Facebook Live again, because we are going Facebook Live if you want to chime in. Dylan says, I wish I wasn't at stupid work, but they're being cool and let me watch. So, Dylan, I don't know where you're working at, but yeah, your place is awesome. Thanks for tuning in.
Hey, Dylan, love you, brother.
So, I don't make the show for musicians. I don't tailor make the show for musicians. If other local musicians listen to the show, I thank them wholeheartedly. But I make the show for the standard, the casual music fan, so we can build up the club, so we can get people buying the music. But I do get people out here that listen that are tech heads, gear heads. So,
Joe Katie.
With this record, I mean, what was the, and everybody's going to get a chance to play on this one. What's the main rig you were playing through? I mean, obviously there's going to be, well, let's start with you and then we're going to move over to him. Obviously, okay, you tell me. I'm not going to tell you. You tell me what kind of stuff were you playing through on this record?
Yeah, I'll make this quick too.
Yeah.
So, for my guitars, I would do Les Paul Dark Knight panned left, and then a Les Paul BFG. It kind of looks like alligator skin on it.
Okay.
So two different guitars panned left and right, and then for the amp. We use real amps on this. It's it was my Mesa dual rectifier, which I sold, and I got a different one, but it's a three channel, and we did a blend for the rhythm tone of the red channel and the orange channel, and then through my 412 Stone Age custom cab. He's actually in Bay City. His name's John Wheeler. So awesome guy, and awesome builder. So that's my rig. And then I have just a super simple pedal approach. I use an overdrive, and the rhythm is just dry. And then I just have a carbon copy delay, and that's the only thing I use for leads.
So I mean, because I love that. I have a real issue with the people who have like all the pedals that look like a tap dancer all night long. So I mean, when you say there's one Les Paul to the left, one Les Paul to the right, does that mean you have to record the same exact riff on two different guitars?
Yes.
Wow. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, we're dual tracking, and then you get some guys who'll do the quad tracking. I'm not good enough for that. So, but I mean, because we do so many harmonies and we're a two guitar band, that's the way I wanted to do it.
Gotcha.
So,
Kane, what were you playing through on this one?
Well, my setup's a lot more simple to explain compared to Rich's. I just had a Rickenbacker 4003, like tried and true classic on bass.
Nice.
You would not believe how long it took me to find a left-handed version of that. Shout out to TJ Richardson, because he was working at Motor City Guitar when he finally found that.
Oh, Motor City Guitars. Oh, yeah. You hit me in my heart right there. I love that place.
Great place.
Absolutely beautiful.
Oh, absolutely.
That was really it. I had a direct line straight into it with that, and then anything else we kind of just went with that. It's kind of hard to beat with the raw sound on that. To be honest with you,
I stepped out of studio and I said, "Well, we're going to talk about how you're playing your bass. You're wearing your bass wrong." I think I was worried I upset him.
I'm going to get out of here.
Yeah, I look at Rich. I'm like, "Did this asshole just say what this is?"
No. I anytime I see a left hander, it's like, you know, you're wearing that wrong, right?
See, I knew it was going to be a lefty joke.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. Yep. It always is. I've heard
it's got a handicap sticker on his car.
Sorry, I played lefty bass.
No, because Keith Jennings, who was my guest last Friday, he is left-handed, but he plays a right-handed. He doesn't restring it like Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, so, he does the Dick Dale thing.
So a G is a G.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I can't watch him play because I start getting a headache.
Yeah, I could not fathom playing like that. Absolutely not.
So congratulations on the new record, Embers of Elysium. It is fantastic. All normal streaming services, I'm assuming.
Yep. Yes, sir.
And hard copies. You gifted us with some CDs. Will you sign this for me before you get out of here? Because I would love that. I love this album. What are we playing next?
That's on you.
How much time do we have?
We got about 10 minutes.
Let's do a shorter one. Probably. Let's do One Blood.
Of One Blood. Okay, what's this tune about? Who's going to talk to me about this one?
This is just another general theme of this whole cancel culture business. I didn't really like that, and it was dividing people, and it's basically like a middle finger to cancel culture, and like, be together and don't be separated, and don't let societal elite separate you.
Yeah. I try not to get political on the show, but I am going to say, I'm against cancel culture myself. Basically because I don't want to be canceled.
Yeah.
For something I said 20 years ago. I'm loving this stuff. Among These Ashes of One Blood, right here on Sessions on Solid State Radio.
Complete submission!
Among These Ashes, brand new album, Embers of Elysium on Sessions. That was Of One Blood. Got a couple members in studio with me right now. Guys, wow, be proud of yourselves. This is something else.
Thank you very much.
I mean, I thought the previous record, which all of a sudden now I can't remember the name of that one because I love this one so much. Dominion and Throne. You've got a good thing going. Looking forward to hearing more from you guys. What is on the horizon for Among These Ashes?
Honestly, we're just going to take a little bit of a break because this kind of like took a lot out of us.
I don't blame you.
A lot of time went into this and a lot of work by a lot of people, you know, especially the five of us.
Yeah. So, you deserve it because these tracks are killer. When you start playing live, let me know because I want to be front row. It's going to be fantastic. People can get the album. They can download it. Get a CD, though. I mean, order a CD. They're awesome, and the band makes more money. Come on, folks. Let's be real about this one. Anything else we need to know before we get out of here?
Probably not need to know. Just a general thank you, you know, from me to the guys in the band and to you for always being here supporting us and anybody else that's had a hand in this, you know, Joe Cady, Aaron Lumsden, and everywhere. There's so many people, and we're going to do a thank you post online, and that's not even really going to do it justice, but I mean, we're humble guys. We appreciate all this, and it means a lot to us that you spin it, and the outpouring just today and leading up to the release of the album has been incredible, and we appreciate that very much.
You should be very proud of yourselves. This is a great album. Congratulations on it. We're going to play one last song to kind of set the tone for the show. Storm Within. Who's going to talk to me about this one?
Come on, Kane. Just a high octane, high intensity track. I mean, it hits you right out the gate, and it just kind of doesn't stop. The interesting point about this is not only does it have that kind of machine gun rhythm, the really heavy kind of double bass and the 16th notes and everything going on with the syncopation, but there's a lot of melody in it, and especially in the choruses, you hear where that melodic side of us really starts shining through. I'm
I'm very happy about the way that this one turned out. I think this is a very good one.
Can I make one more comment?
And please
I'll
do.
Shut up, so I'll make this quick. I mean, a lot of these songs, the way I describe the sound is just deliberate contrast. So it's super heavy, but it's melodic at the same time. You know, that's between the instrumentation and the vocals.
Storm Within. Are we talking about kind of like anger management issues within an individual?
No, this is just basically about not ever giving up, no matter how hard things get.
Fantastic. Here's Among These Ashes, Storm Within on Sessions, and it ends this episode. Thank you very much for joining us. Good night, everybody. Check this one out.